in context, what's happening here is this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. So Jesus is talking to this whole crowd about what it means to be a child of God, what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, how we are to live and breathe and act in the world as people who have a relationship as children of God, have that loving relationship with God. And what struck me most as I was reading this was the, you shall love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And a song went through my head. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's much too little of. So I was doing some research about that particular song. And there might even be some people in here who've never heard it, but the writer, the composer was Burt Bacharach, but the writer wrote this particular passage, and when the lyrics, and as he was writing the chorus came easy. And the verses were, he was talking about the skyscrapers and the trains and the buses, and it wasn't working, and it wasn't working, and it wasn't working. And he finally said, I'm talking to God. I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to God. That what the world needs now is love, sweet love. So then it begins all the creation pieces that you hear. And as I listened to that, I thought, well, wait a minute. That's the one thing that God made creation with, is love. And to have a writer say to God, what the world needs now is love, it's like, well, don't you know that's what God is trying to give to the world? That's what God used to create the world? That's what God created human beings in God's image, male and female. God created them. God created out of love. And this Bible is that love story of God trying everything God can for us to return that love back to God and to love the creation God gave us. So I thought about being created in God's image. And I thought, so we're mirrors. We are to mirror God's love to the world. We're a reflection of God's love for the world. That what we are to live out of is to live out of love. So if we do that, then we're called to love our enemies. We're called to love everything that is different from us. So how do we do that? How do we love our enemies? And I thought the first thing we need to do is pay attention. To pay attention to how we don't love our enemies. To pay attention to the language we use that creates barriers rather than bridges. To pay attention to where we spend our time. Pay attention to how we treat those who we come in contact with. When do we smile at people? When don't we smile at people? When do we open doors? When don't we open doors? When do we greet? When do we clutch stuff around us because we're afraid of the person walking by? What language do we use when we talk about people who are different than us? How do we receive the news of the world? Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The praying part, I think we can get. That's a pretty easy thing to do. We can pray for our enemies, can't we? Well, I hope our prayer isn't, Lord, you know who my enemy is, kill him. That's not quite what Jesus meant, okay? Just saying, just suddenly realize that maybe you might be going in that direction. But to pray for us to open our hearts to the one we call our enemy. So if we don't fight our enemy, and if we don't flee from them, what do we do? So I'm going to use a term that's going to create all sorts of different thoughts in people's head. I think we stand our ground. Now, this isn't a weapon, stand your ground. Okay? It's a weapon of love, not a weapon that has bullets or a sharp edge. The love can sometimes have a pretty sharp edge. Stand our ground on the principle of love. And as I talked with Heather this morning in Sunday school, she helped create today's message. Standing our ground on love means not possibly marching. Because have you seen what the marching is doing? The marching is creating more division than unity. Marching is, as much as it is a right to march and a right to stand your ground on those principles, we're not communicating well, are we? We're not doing this love your neighbor or love your enemy because we're turning one another into enemies. And that's not what Christ calls us to do. So Heather and I thought this through this morning. What it really means is to begin to truly listen to one another, whether we agree or disagree with a position, whether we like the tattoos or like the color of the skin or like whether they're what their sexual orientation is or like whether they have papers or don't have papers to be here, whether they speak our language or don't speak our language, whether they worship the same God we worship or don't worship the same God we worship, whether they have lots of money or don't have much money, whether they tote guns or whether they say no guns, whether they eat meat or say no meat, that we have to come to a place where we can hear this child of God as who they are. To truly love our enemy means to get into a relationship with them so that we can know who they are, to know their story. What might be the story of the one who an addiction has gotten a hold of that we might label as bad person because they use drugs? What's the whole story of the person? What about the one who came across the border? What's the whole story of her life? What about the family that deals with children who are considered not whole and healthy? What is the whole story? What is the struggle around that family? When we break bread with our enemy, when we break bread with the one who is other, and we sit around the table and we share baked stuffed haddock, or we share steamed oysters, or we share fried chicken, when we share barbecue, but when we share our table, we begin to share our stories. Because loving our enemy means getting away from the things that set up the walls. And I don't know about you, but I think more walls are going up all over the place these days. That more people are standing their ground on positions so that they're blocking their ears to the other side. So if we are to be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect, in the Common English Bible translation, it talks about that we can love openly and completely the one who is other than us. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, are called into a different way of being in the world. We are called to be the ones to show the world what love looks like. The Sermon on the Mount began with all those blessings. Blessed is the one who is poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. We are blessed by being children of God and loving one another, which means loving those who are different from us and those who are the same as us. So this morning, my call to each and every one of us is this week to pay attention to how you treat everyone you come in contact with. What are the words you use? What are the actions you take? And are you loving or are you judging? And then if the answer is, ooh, I think I was judging that one, then say a prayer and say, God, show me how to love. And let God do that through you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.